More and more Coffs Coast locals are waking up with Moffy for breakfast.
I hear that Barack Obama is about to join us in the country. I'm going to text him, tweet him today to see if he could record a video for me since James Blunt wouldn't. He's off to Asia now. James, just, totally snubbed me. Anyway, good morning, by the way. It's Friday, which is always good, isn't it? Talking about the weather, it was bizarre driving in this morning and driving from the jetty, and then there was no rain at all. It was just drizzly until I got to pretty much the big glowing Kmart sign and the Gordon Street intersection where it just tumbled down real quick. Then when I get to Combine Street, fine again. But then I get to the radio station, and I tell you what, I have not seen rain that heavy for a long time. I sat in the car for about 10 minutes, sort of just been looking to wait for it to ease off a little. Eventually it did. Eventually it did, and so I didn't get too wet, which is good news. Jan Perry's on the phone, mate. You got some AFL this weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, tomorrow afternoon we're having a women's AFL game first at 2:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to have our Masters game on at 3:45 tomorrow, Arvo.
Nice. And for people, I mean, that haven't really caught up with it, obviously they've been living under a rock.
Yeah, definitely.
But how does it work?
Well, pretty much it's Social Masters this game. We 3 weeks ago played Gold Coast, but Social Masters, they rock off. Any new players can come along. I've got two sets of jumpers, and I sort out the teams, and away we go.
Nice. Where do they need to be and when?
Yeah, so Advocate Park. I think, is it still called Advocate Park, the Leagues Club? I don't know if it's called Advocate Park.
I've never heard of it as Advocate Park.
Yeah, all the oldies tell me it's Advocate Park. So, Leagues Club, which is where they play Oztag and touch football.
Yep.
Next to the Coffs Comets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to play girls' footy, 2 o'clock, or women's footy, if you're going to play 2 o'clock. And if you're going to play Masters, need you there by 3:15.
The footy overnight, did you catch it? North Queensland, it wasn't the best night for them. 30 points to 14 at the hands of the Melbourne Storm in the grand final replay at Amy Park. The Storm's victory, it came despite the best efforts of Cowboys second rower Cohen Hess. He scored, a try in each half, I think it was, from memory. And the Cowboys coach Paul Green saying that it was a disappointing loss for the boys. Well, any loss you would think would be disappointing. And then over the road, you had the Richmond Tigers kicking off their season pretty well for 2018 with a win over Carlton at the Triple MCG. Dustin Martin starred in Richmond's 26-point win over the Blues, finishing with, about 32 disposals. The Tigers premiership defence opened with a big scare, though. I mean, it wasn't long before they conceded the first 5 goals. Damien Hardwick says that his players need to be more disciplined in order to improve. So we'll try and have a chat a little bit later on this morning to Matt Crawley about the AFL last night and the games that are coming up right across the weekend. Sunday night, West Coast Eagles take on the Sydney Swans, and you'll have that live right here on Triple M as well. Good morning, Diane. I'm going to say hello to Diane because she sent me a note the other day. We mentioned this. I found 2 keys on a key ring at the flats in Sawtell a couple of weeks ago. Could you please put a notice over to let people know that? So, look, if you've lost 2 keys on a key ring at the flats in Sawtell, can you give us a call here at the radio station? Let us know, because we've found those for us. And to the person that phoned up the other day when we mentioned it, no, we didn't find any shoes on the beach at Sawtell either. Yeah, I don't know where those shoes have gone. Coffs Harbour City Council has agreed to support the establishment of a joint organisation with the Bellingen Shire, Clarence Valley and Nambucca Shire Councils. The original motion also included Port Macquarie and Kempsey. However, Councillor Sally Townley asked that they be removed and that the motion only include Bellingen, Clarence and Nambucca, which are councils that they have similar interests with and with the geographic area. These councils originally made up the proposed North Coast Joint Organisation in line with boundaries identified in the final independent local government review panel report. Now, according to the council's general manager, Steve McGrath, he said the proposed JO continue to build on the valuable relationships that we've developed as a group of councils and will give us a stronger regional platform from which to voice our community priorities. In the council meeting yesterday, there were concerns raised by Keith Rhodes and also by Sally Townley about whether it would mean that we'd be left out, and things like obviously saying that everyone would be fighting over the same tin of money. How it'll work is basically the New South Wales government proposes that the mayors of member councils will sit on the JO board for their term of office, and then the JO board will appoint its own chair. In the meeting yesterday when they were talking about the JO, Keith Rhodes said this is about the New South Wales government not wanting to deal with 120 councils, and that if our mayor goes into the room and there's an anti-cough sentiment, we could find ourselves without funding. Well, I guess that comes back to really going in there and really selling the joint. It's about representing the Coffs Harbour area and why we need funding on certain projects, I guess, and that comes back to the leadership. As part of the JO, individual councils will still be able to undertake local strategic planning and regional collaboration in their own rights as well. If approved by the Minister for Local Government, the joint organisation is expected to be operational by July this year.
For the Hope Chest in Vernon Street.
Triple M, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, Cheryl, I got on, amazing.
Oh, Cheryl, oh, you got on.
Oh, that's great, I've been trying for so long.
Oh, so you sound like you're pumped that you got on it.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Lovely. All right, well, Cheryl, where about you calling from this morning?
Moonee Beach.
How's the weather there at the moment?
Oh, it's a bit overcast, but, you know, nice day.
Lovely.
The day when you wake up, isn't it?
Oh, it always helps, doesn't it? Better than the alternative. What's going on there? What's... Hello? Cheryl? Cheryl's put me on hold, I think. Where'd you go, Cheryl? Cheryl?
Yeah, sorry, got cut off.
You put me on hold, I think.
Oh, did I? Yeah. I don't know. I thought you put me on hold. Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Hey, Cheryl. Like anyway, the wheel stopped.
Yes.
On the 1st of Feb.
Oh, no, not quite. I'm on the 10th.
Oh, the 10th of Feb. That's the same as my sister's birthday.
Oh, lovely. Yes. She must be nice.
She's lovely. She's an accountant.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm not.
No. Hey, Cheryl, can't give you the cash today. I love the music on your hold. You have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too, mate. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
We got there in the end with Cheryl. Moffy for breakfast. Tops around 25 degrees today. Not the best conditions on the waters today. To talk more about it from the Coffs Harbour City Council lifeguards is Greg Hackforth. Greg, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Look, it's going to be a rough old couple of days, I guess, up and down the coast. Between pretty much Sydney and Coffs Harbour, they're saying a warning for swimmers and surfers to take extra care.
Yeah, there's a bit of swell pushing around. Probably the biggest issue is the wind. The onshore winds are just horrible. They've messed up the water. It's a cold wind. It's just not pleasant when you're down there. That's the only trouble. And coupled with a bit of rain flogging you in the face as you're walking down there, it's just not a nice place to be.
They're saying there's been about 500, I think, people rescued across the state in waterways just in last week alone. Again, it renews those calls about how important it is to be swimming between the flags.
Yeah, that, and just people have got to recognise their own abilities and, you know, recognise that if they're going to go in the water and it's an unpatrolled area, that conditions could possibly potentially be dangerous. And if they're aware of what they can actually do and what they can cope with, people usually don't get into trouble. You know, always go down there with a flotation device.
Yeah.
Whenever you possibly can, swim in the flags. Always swim where there's other surfboard riders around. I mean, look, you've got to be realistic. Not everybody's going to go between the flags. There's only 3% of beaches or 4% of beaches patrolled in New South Wales. And this time of year, it's not even remotely that high. So people are going to go outside of patrolled areas, but they've just got to use a bit of common sense and recognise what they can and can't do.
We saw a case last week where a mother and her little daughter got into trouble in Coffs Creek. This kind of situation, again, it's so vital that we keep an eye on our kids.
Yeah, nothing replaces supervision. I mean, you know, we have instances down on the beaches where parents will drop off a child and just wander off into the, you know, uptown shopping or whatever they may do. And it's insane to think that they treat lifeguards and lifesavers and volunteers as babysitters. But it happens, and not just at beaches, it happens at pools. And look, nothing replaces parental supervision. We can be down the beach and we might have 1,000 people to watch, or, you know, go down to places like Bondi, and some days there they might have 60,000 people to watch between 11 or 12 lifeguards. You can't expect lifeguards to watch kids that are unsupervised. Parents have got to take that responsibility, and let's face it, that's how tragedies occur.
Exactly right. Well, take it easy on the beach this weekend, I guess, is the biggest thing that we can say to people, and swim between the flags. Greg, thanks so much for having a chat this morning, mate.
Good on you, Moffy. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Greg Hackforth from the Coffs Harbour City Council lifeguards this morning. And again, just remember to heed those warnings. I caught up with JB yesterday for a coffee just to see how the clowns were going in the circus and stuff like that. He's doing well. He said thank you for everyone's concern. He's loving it down there. In fact, he said he may even run away with the circus. He did, however, tell me yesterday about how he had a book about Scotland and about how Scotland's official animal is the unicorn, which is interesting because I didn't think they existed, but apparently, according to JB, the unicorn does exist. He's just sent me a message now, very excited, because William Wallace has just liked the Triple M Coffs Facebook page. Now, the reason why he says this is because Sir William Wallace, and this is quite exciting, and I can understand why he's excited about this too, because, I mean, we like to try and strive in this program and on this radio station and strive for greatness, you know? Like, the fact that we've got Father Peter listening over there in Vatican City, it makes the show go global. Jan and John overseas at the moment, and they've been listening on the Triple M app, which you can download, by the way, triplem.com.au, just a shameless plug there. And they're listening sort of, where have they been? Florence, Italy, France, Paris, which is, funnily enough, in France, and the other place as well, London, that's right, the mother country. But now we have, it seems, someone from the dead. Sir William Wallace has liked our page. He was, of course, a Scottish knight who became one of the main leaders during the Wars of Scottish Independence. No wonder JB knew who it was. He's read the book. But what does concern me is that apparently, according to Wikipedia, he died in August 1305. So that really is a big feat for this show today. And JB, thank you for raising that. So to William Wallace, good morning. Thanks for listening and welcome. And to JB, next time I see you, can you please not start the conversation with the song Send in the Clowns? Thank you. That'd be terrific.
It's the song that could win you cash. The Triple M Secret Song.
Hello, Triple M.
Yeah, g'day, Moffy.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Good, buddy.
Who have I got there?
You got Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. The Triple M Secret Song is worth $780 this morning, thanks to the Chicken Butchery and their marinated chicken wing bits. $6.99 a kilo. Oh, they're delicious, mate. Very nice. Have a listen to this. This is the Triple M Secret Song. What do you reckon that is, Jamie? Title and artist, go.
I reckon it's Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Are you gonna be my... No.
No.
Computer says no.
Computer says no.
Yeah, not that one. Hey, Jamie, you have a wonderful weekend.
Cheers, mate. You too.
The AFL kicked off last night, round one, with Richmond Tigers taking on Carlton at the Triple MCG. And I think they're probably number one supporter, Matt Crawley from AFL North Coast. He's on the phone, mate. You would have been a bit nervous with the start of that one, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a bit totally, mate. The phone was going off. Messages coming through left, right and centre. You're no good now, are you? So, I was certainly a bit nervous early on, but the boys stuck to the guns and they didn't play their greatest footy, but look, that's what you've got to do to be competitive these days, is just fight when you're not playing so well and hopefully get away with some wins like we did last night.
And you know what, that's the thing, is that they were pretty much, I think, just warming up to it, but in the end, a pretty clear, 32 or so point win.
Yeah, so it was pretty solid in the end. They kicked the first five goals, the Blues. So they've got some really good players, Carlton. They'll improve a lot this year and worry a lot of teams, I reckon.
Yeah, and now the other games over the weekend for the first round as well. Essendon taking on Adelaide. That's happening tonight.
Yeah, that'll be a cracker. You know, both missing a few players, but yeah, look, it should be a really, really good game. I think Adelaide would probably win. They've got a pretty good record over Essendon, but at Eddie Head, anything could happen.
The other one that's happening there too on Saturday is St Kilda taking on the Brisbane Lions at 3:35.
Yeah, the Lions will definitely improve a lot this year, I think, but I, you know, have to tip the Saints at Etihad Stadium. They're very good there.
What about in Adelaide, Port Power, Fremantle, Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, Freo are touted to improve again this year as well. But yeah, I'll be taking Port Adelaide. They've recruited really, really well. They've got their three new gun recruits out of the trade period playing, and I think they'll win.
Gold Coast, well, they're taking on North Melbourne, I think, on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, this one's in Cairns, I think, because obviously with the Commonwealth Games getting underway, there's no playing at Metricon Stadium for a while. Tricky to know what might happen up there, but look, I'm going to take the Suns. So Stewie Dew's first coaching gig with them. I think they might go well.
How's the heat going to go though for both sides?
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I think luckily I did have a quick look at the forecast at one stage. I don't think it's going to be quite as hot as everyone thought it might be up there. So I mean, the humidity would be pretty solid still, but I think it's only in the 20s. Mm. High 20s, so it shouldn't be too bad, and they are playing at night, aren't they, Moffy, I think?
It is. It's 6:20 or 6:25, so that's 7:25, I think, our time. But then the other game as well happening tomorrow night, Hawthorn-Collingwood at the G.
Yeah, well, that's a cracking game. The Pies have a terrible record against the Hawks. Look, I think I'll pick Hawthorn. I think it's an interesting game, but I'll be taking Hawthorn.
And GWS and Western Bulldogs on Sunday, Arvo?
Yeah, tough one. Down at Canberra. Look, I think the Giants will, you know, they've three prelims in a row they've made now. They've got to go that next step, and to do that, they've got to win games like this when they're at home. So I'll be taking the Giants.
And then on Sunday afternoon at the Triple MCG, we've got Melbourne taking on Geelong in that game.
Absolute belter.
Yeah.
Both teams missing some players. Dangerfield's out, I believe. And Melbourne missing a couple of their keys, including Viney. It's a real tough one, that one. Oh, look, I might take the Demons, I think. I reckon at the MCG, they're going to go to the next level. They'll play finals footy this year, I reckon.
Yeah,
so I'll take Melbourne.
And then the final game that wraps up round one is over in WA. It's I think 4:20 in the afternoon there, which our coverage live here on Triple M from 7 o'clock with the time difference on Sunday night. West Coast Eagles taking on the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, really interesting one. This one really sad for Sam Naismith, the Gunnedah boy that can't play now. He's got did his knee, so he's out for the season for the Swans. Interesting to see how they cover that hole with him being their number one ruckman. But look, I think the Swans will want to make sure they don't start like they did last year, so I think they might get the win over there.
Yeah. And now, look, mate, locally we've got, we spoke to Dan Perry earlier after 6 this morning, and there's AFL Masters this weekend. What else is happening?
Yeah, there's the first local derby between the Coffs Harbour women and the Sawtelle women are on as a practice match, mate.
Nice.
They're playing just before the Masters at the Comets ground there. So if anyone had been thinking that they, females that might have been thinking that they might have wanted to have a go, certainly anyone aged 16 to, I think there's some 40-year-olds running around in there as well. So ladies, welcome to come along. The game's going to start. It's about 2:45, I think. So you come along about 2:15 or so. We'll get you into a jumper, teach you the rules, let you have a bit of a kick around, and you can have a go.
Nice stuff. And it won't be that long before all the juniors and stuff get off and running too?
Yeah, a couple of weeks for the juniors, mate. So they're all still in registration time. Numbers are looking pretty solid. And, yeah, looking forward to the season all kicking up, getting underway.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, your weekend started well with a win last night, and hopefully it'll continue along like that. Hey, we'll have a chat next week.
Good on you, Moffy.
Radio Scattergrees!
For total gardens and landscape supplies, open 7 days on 106.3 Triple M.
Triple M, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning and greetings.
Yes, greetings to you on this wet day in Coffs Harbour.
Whereabouts, who am I speaking with?
Colleen.
Or should I say whom am I speaking with? Colleen.
Colleen from Bonneville.
At Bonneville. Is it? It's quite moist out there, Colleen?
Very moist. Rained all night.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's nice though, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
We
I
need
love it.
The rain.
Yes.
Mm. All right. Well, there's more expected to come as well, Colleen, and rain as well. So, look, be very careful if you're on the roads. But, Colleen, at the moment, our main focus is winning you $150 in cash.
That would work for me.
It would. Got much planned for the weekend?
I do, actually. I'm going to my friend's birthday party, and I'm going to my sewing group. So, it's going to be a good weekend.
What are you sewing at the moment? Tell me about the sewing group. Do you all line your sewing machines up and just, like, sew away? Is that how it works? Or
it's a quilting group. Oh. It's nesting needles here in Coffs.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and we make quilts.
Oh, very nice. All work on the same quilt at once or separate quilts?
No, we all work on different quilts. Oh, but this week, where three of us are working on the same.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be good.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Excellent. All right, Colleen, let's get down to business. We've got 10 categories. Gav, our sales manager, chose the letter today. And so, look, you can't say the same word twice. You can say pass. If you're not sure, we'll come back at the end, Colleen. The letter today is G for Gavin.
G for Gavin.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go.
Gavin, by the way, hadn't eaten sushi up until 3 weeks ago.
He hasn't lived, has
no,
he?
No, he hasn't. No, he's from Tamworth, you see.
Oh, anyway. Well, you know, someone has to be.
Exactly, exactly. let's go for it. The
let's
letter
do it.
G, the first one, something hard.
Gold.
Correct. Sport.
Golf.
Correct. An occupation starting with G.
Grocer.
A TV star.
A TV show.
A TV
a
star.
TV?
Star. Personality.
A TV star. G. Oh, G. Greg. Greg. Remember Greg, Greg, Greg. Pass. Keep going.
A fruit.
Grape.
Associated with chips.
Grill? You can have them with a grill.
Okay, we'll take that. Something with legs.
A girl.
Travels.
Geography?
We'll take that. A famous golfer.
Greg Norman.
Correct. Round.
Round. A golf ball?
And there's the buzzer. You could have had a golf ball or the globe, but we ran out of time. The one that you passed on, the TV star, one of them you could have had was Gary McDonald. Remember the mother and son?
You know who I was trying to think of? That one from
Greg Evans.
Greg
Evans.
Evans.
Yeah. Oh. And the robot, what was the robot's name? Giuseppe. That was it.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Look, Colleen, I can't give you the cash today, but you have a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy your weekend and stay safe.
I will. Just quickly, before you go, though, Colleen, can you maybe just sort of patch in on the corner of the quilt, Moff's Harbour somewhere, if you could? That'd be brilliant. Or Moffy.
Absolutely. Not a problem. It'll be there.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Have a great weekend, Colleen.
Okay, thanks, you too.
820, a message just coming through. This is from Martin. It says, Dexter was the robot, but you didn't get that from... Oh, I probably should have read that bit first. But you didn't get that from me. Never watched an episode. Anyway, so there you go. Dexter, not Giuseppe. The other thing that he mentioned as well, and it's something that I know about a bit from when I was living in Ipswich, is the Safe City program where they have cameras around, CCTV cameras, and how that could possibly, as a trial, help the area of Park Beach. We'll talk more about that right after the greatest song in the world. Well, maybe the greatest one behind John Farnham's You're the Voice, but one of the greatest songs to be playing at 8:42 on a Friday morning. Here's Daryl Braithwaite and the Horses. Turn It Up Loud on Triple M. Braden says, that's made me get up and out of bed today. I've got a day off and that's pumped me up. Thank you for that. Daryl Braithwaite, the horse, is another one here. Say, Moffy, can you play that again? I could hear that over and over and over and over. The Horses by Daryl. Thank you for your message. And Gavin out in the office here, I just walked past and you should have heard him belting it out at the top of his little lungs. And they are quite small. He's quite a skinny young dude, very fit. He runs in the morning, you see. Scared of bats, though. Terrified of the bats. But there you go. Daryl Braithwaite and the Horses at 13 to 9. This is Triple M. It's Moffy for breakfast. Look, sometime this afternoon, we can expect the waters to be stirred up around Coffs Jetty with 113 jet ski riders. Now, they're taking part in the 20th Yamaha Variety Jet Trek. We told you about this last week. They left Sydney Harbour, then went along the Hawkesbury River on Monday. They've come all the way up, stopping at Newcastle, the Great Lakes, Port Macquarie, and expected to get into Coffs Harbour this afternoon. So if you're down around the jetty, the Savo, and Whitey will keep you updated on times and stuff like that when we can expect them to come through. You want to keep an eye out for that. It'll look fantastic. Now, look, the council meeting yesterday where they had the police from the Coffs Clarence there for these crime consultations, and basically it's a regular thing, an initiative between the Coffs Harbour City Council and the Coffs Clarence PD, where we'll talk about different areas and issues and things like that. Now, one of the things they spoke about yesterday was in particular Park Beach and when it comes to crime around the Park Beach area. Now, some of the figures are just staggering. Absolutely staggering when it comes to stealing and when it comes to, you know, things like assault and crime like that. It's something that I've often thought about and spoken about, and I know CCTV is something that's quite often mentioned as well. It was raised in the meeting too by Keith Rhodes when he asked the question about whether they have figures of the difference when Ipswich in Queensland brought in the Safe City program. What the program is, and I lived up there for 5.5 years, where they have security cameras on the corners of the streets around the suburbs. It started in 1994 to try and tackle crime just in the Ipswich Central area in the mall. But then over time, they've expanded it out to a whole heap of suburbs. And it works in conjunction with the police as well. They have a monitoring facility which is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, monitored. It's got, 200 or so cameras across the Ipswich region. And they can keep an eye on it, and they can, basically, it does a couple of things. It deters antisocial behaviour and crime, but it also helps out with finding the culprits of vandalism or helping the police when it comes to incidents. For example, I remember being in there one day when I was showed the mothership, so to speak. There'd been a fight. A police officer sits in there with the monitoring team as well, so they can communicate with the police. Rather than the poor coppers having to go there and work out of, say, 10 people who the instigator was and who caused the problems, they can go back on the cameras and go, okay, well, it's the bloke with the white cap on, or it's that girl, or it's that person, or whatever. And so it cuts out all that time. Now, I'd love to see something like this would be, I think, a huge benefit, in particular around that Park Beach area where there are concerns about crime and where crime is an issue. So even if it's as a trial. So I, yesterday afternoon, got in touch with the Inspector of Police in Ipswich. I've been in touch with one of the councillors, long-term councillors, Paul Tully, up in Ipswich as well. And both are going to get back to me with some of the figures, some of the statistics on the difference it made. So once we have those, we'll present that to the Coffs Harbour City Council and hopefully go from there. But I think for your safety, my safety and everyone's, and the reputation as well of the Coffs Coast, this would be a brilliant idea as maybe a pilot program or a trial. Morning, Terry gave us a call. A couple of comments here as well. Dave says, agree totally. We do need those CCTV cameras in there. I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, because the idiots that caused the trouble are either going to be bright enough to realise they're on camera and stop it. If they're not bright enough to realise they're on camera, they'll be caught anyway. Just before we go, a Brisbane woman allegedly caught on video punching a bus driver in the face has been arrested and will face court. Now, police arrested the woman on Thursday, a day after publicly releasing security footage of the December attack. The woman boarded the bus with another woman at Spring Hill in Brisbane, and it's alleged the woman got into an argument with the driver over a fare, punched him in the face before getting off the bus. She's 35, so she'll be in court in Brisbane Magistrates Court today, charged with one count of assault, occasioning bodily harm. Have a terrific day, and we'll be back Monday from 6 on Triple M.
In 2018, wake up with Moffy for breakfast for Jeff King Motors on 106.3 Triple M.